I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The latest coronavirus report shows nearly 6,000 deaths and 33,000 people have been hospitalized in the U.S. alone. However, a top official says ongoing shortages means data is incomplete and the situation remains extremely fluid. Brad Hutchcraft from Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says one population is entirely off the radar.
We're seeing reports on the news every night on just about every aspect of the coronavirus crisis, except about the first people of this continent. Most of America has no idea what's going on in Native America.
Experts say the pandemic exacerbates challenges faced by most tribal healthcare systems, things like outdated technology, provider shortages, and a general lack of resources. But Native believers are finding ways to spread gospel hope during the crisis. Read the full story at missionnews.org. And a Muslim deciding to become a Christian is good news, right? But Christians have a tendency to jump the gun on celebrating, says George Hosni of Horizons International. He noticed that many Muslims convert to Christianity only to fall away from faith within a few years, and he decided to investigate.
So as I interviewed people and talked with my many years of experience, I've realized that many Muslims become Christians religiously, but not spiritually.
So what's the solution? In a word, discipleship.
They need to understand its commitment to following Christ the rest of their lives. And you can only communicate that message by modeling it.
If you want resources for connecting with Muslims you know, check out the links available at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association offers My Father's House, a devotional for women, written by women. It uses object lessons along with stories of ministry to Slavic women for spiritual growth. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.